like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
More on Aaron Rodgers. He did something pretty nice for the Jets. He restructured his massive contract, which allowed the Jets to execute the blockbuster trade without having to make significant moves to stay under the salary cap. Before the trade, Rodgers and the Packers converted $58.3 million option bonus payable in 2023 into a 2024 base salary, a source told ESPN's Dan Graziano. As a result, he's making only $1.1 million this season, the base salary minimum. How about that? Look at Rodgers. Dude, you think he'll be okay? Do you think he's going to have to get the coupon book out? The clippings?
Cut back on mushrooms and tea.
I mean, he's still getting a lot of money. In 2024, his compensation balloons to a $107.5 million.
Yeah, 1 year and retire.
He's a very rich man. He's like, you know what? I'll do $1 million next year, and then the year after that, I'll do $100 million. So I'll be good.
Seeing this trend in the NFL where we're seeing these older quarterbacks go to a new team, and you saw Stafford and Brady did it with success.
Yep.
Russell did it last year with very little success.
Very, very little success.
So the trend would say Aaron Rodgers.
Wouldn't that be something? He did say that Lombardi trophy that they had from the third Super Bowl looks very lonely. Must mean he's thinking about Super Bowl. Would it be a failed season if the Jets don't win a Super Bowl next year? Here's a little story for you. And apparently, Nick Saban's getting guff on this. Alabama's getting the Notre Dame quarterback, Tyler Buckner. And Alabama fans are not happy with this?
Some of them aren't. Obviously, they're having a quarterback competition this spring. The current number two, Ty Simpson, had a elbow injury in the spring game. So that's what I see this as a potential backup, if not competing for the starting spot. But in this world of transfer portals, if you get through spring and realize, hey, we may not have our guy, we need to go find someone else.
Yeah. No,
Prime can go get it. Three-fourths of his team from the portal, can't go get one guy.
Yeah, this is getting interesting, man. The Buffs. Well, a lot of the players are coming out. Some of these guys that have entered are basically saying stuff like, it's like they don't really care about us. And well, do I need to say it? They don't. All this, and I love college football, and I talk to a lot of coaches, and, you know, got a lot of respect for them. But when they say things like, well, we love our guys, they're our guys. If they weren't good at football, you wouldn't love them. You wouldn't know them.
I mean, I think they love them in the sense of coaching them, developing them,
yeah, that you get to know. But you mean to tell me a head coach on a football team, of all the guys, every one of his guys on his team, he's like, these are my family. You guys are all like my kids. Or are you just a good left guard and we need you to protect our quarterback?
I think there's some of that, but it's more defined once you have your team set. Like, okay, this is my, you know, 50 guys or whatever, and this is our team. We're going to roll. I love you guys. Let's go win.
I'm so torn on this. I go back and forth, seriously, on this one. Part of me is like, it's a business. It is a business. Stop acting like it's not. It's a business. You're making a lot of money. So Sanders has got to find his guys. If he wants to give himself the best shot to win, then he's going to have to do what he believes gives him the best shot to win. But then there's the other part of me that's like, surely not every one of those players was that bad. How many players are we at now?
I don't even know.
Brian Howell showed a roster, and it's like more than half the teams crossed off as far as guys that have entered the portal. At the end, I don't I don't know if I'm ready. We were talking this morning in prep, and some of the conversations from people was like, is he not a great dude? Is he kind of just a jerk? And I'm not going to go there. I think it's a business, and he knows that. He knows that it's a business, and we're in the world of the transfer portal left and right, and he's going to utilize it to the best of his ability. Will it work out? It's like our boy Sean Keeler said on Wednesday, or Tuesday, if you're going to run your organization like the NFL, which I guess you kind of are starting to see more and more teams have to do that because transfer portal and NIL sure make it feel like it's NFL free agency. Well, if you're going to run it like that, film everything that you do, then you're probably going to have to win. Mark telling us yesterday the expectations, like 5 to 6 wins would be pretty good. I don't think those are Sanders' expectations, though.
No, and college football, you're given 3 years to figure it out. Realistically, 4 or 5 wins this year. Yes, that is successful. Yes, it's 20 times better than they did last year. Forget last year. You're not a 1-11 team anymore.
No.
You don't have that. You can't lean on that as, oh, we were bad last year, but now we're going to be getting... No.
Yeah, when you make a move like this...
You're putting the expectations on yourself. And so, yeah, 4 or 5 wins this year. Next year, maybe you get some more recruits. Maybe you get to 7 or 8 wins. Year 3, maybe you get to 9 to 10. But it's going to take them a long time to get up to 11, 12 wins
it
consistently.
Really is. Yeah, it's gonna take some time. And we'll see how patient this
fan
I know
it was a while ago, but Saban was 7-6 in his first season at Bama.
And we all know how that turned out.
Right.
How about this one? Why are people the way that they are? Former Wyoming assistant basketball coach Sundance Wilkes, love that name, by the way, shares hate mail he received on social media. And this isn't the first instance, according to Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com for the University of Wyoming Athletics Department. Sundance showed a picture of it. It's a letter, and it the first page of it on one side. Can you see that, Angel? Bright, big letters, the F word spelled out, you and your family.
Signed, W-Y-O.
Yep. Can't even put his name behind it, or her name, whoever.
We're acting as you if you represent the state or school of Wyoming.
Yep. The letter is, a lot of it's blacked out or edited out or whatever. The letter says, he quoted this, I was born in brown and gold. It connects the journey and brings everything full circle for me. Clearly, that is something Sundance had said. And then the person writing the letter said, that didn't last long. Smell the fake from here. Hashtag, this is the way. This is the way them be on your way and leave Wyoming. Them. It's then. It should be then. And then most of it's all blacked out. It's then the end says, F you, good riddance, Wyoming fans. You send that in his mailbox so kids can get it. It says F you and your family. What is wrong with people? I just got to know. This is just ridiculous. It's a sport. It's a coach leaving, moving on from a different team. It happens. I do see here, you know what? I'm going to use your philosophy with the Rockies. If I'm going to start talking about the negative, because this is a Wyoming fan that's an idiot, makes their fan base look bad.
I'm not going to sit down until you say something nice to me for once in your life.
Yes, that's very true. Not all Wyoming fans are like that. I am seeing an outpouring of Wyoming fans tweeting at Coach. Hi, Coach, Wyoming fan here. Show us the postmark and we can go to work finding this guy and cleaning him up. Sorry, Coach, your impact positively on this community should be bringing praise, not hate. I mean, you're getting a lot more of the good stuff. So we focus on jerks sometimes. Well, look at all the outpouring of support that he has had on his Twitter. And I just, that's what you need to focus on. Hopefully he focuses on that. He did share it. He wrote on the tweet, trigger warning. In this profession, there is real love and there is real hate. It's reality, and I accept that. However, when that hate becomes a federal offense by putting mail in my family's mailbox and harassing my wife and kids, equals we got a problem. Hashtag sign your name, coward. A lot of people comment. Coach, I hope you know that there are tons of Cowboy fans that love you and your family. This is unacceptable and foul. As a Wyoming native, this makes me sick, wishing you and your family all the best. This is absolute garbage. Almost anybody that has actually interacted with Sonny, even as small as one conversation, can tell you what a great guy he is. Another guy says, any member of the Brown and Gold that would even think to do something like this is not a Wyoming fan. The student section has your back, Coach. Sorry, Coach. Your impact... Oh, I already read that one. I want to read some of these. I think it's important. Keep being you, Coach. If they're hating that, it means you're doing something right. Wyoming fan here, and I support you and your team. Glad you were able to move and grow personally. We should always work to better ourselves. Do you not have a soul? You're going to put a garbage letter like that, and then you're going to say F you and your family, meaning F you to your children. I hope that person's driving around listening right now, because you didn't sign your name to it. Real tough person.
No, the beautiful and great thing about sports is that it exists as a form of escapism for us.
Yes.
It is a form of entertainment. It is something we can watch and enjoy and be a part of while not having to worry about what's going on in our real lives.
Is this guy Robert De Niro in The Fan? Look that one up. That's a sports movie. Kind of creepy, though. Wesley Snipes, I believe, and Robert De Niro. And so Wesley Snipes, famous baseball player, and Robert De Niro's a fan, and he's an obsessed fan.
Mm.
And it gets weird. It's actually a good movie, but very uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, there's passion and there's, you know, tradition and so many great things about sports, but you can't allow that to seep into your daily life so much that it affects your mood, it affects your emotions. Because it's supposed to. Game day, you can be mad, cheering, frustrated, whichever. But when you got to go to work the next day, turn that off.
Yes.
Game's over. We lost. I got to get back to work.
Well, I always say it. I like sports hate. But you guys by now that listen to the show know what I mean. I mean, when you're on the floor and, you know, Nuggets fans have a chance to win free tacos if Rocky makes a shot and Russell Westbrook goes up and blocks it and... You hate Russell Westbrook, but you don't really hate him. Like, if you saw him at a restaurant and you were walking to the bathroom and you were ahead of him, you would hold the door open for him. Or he would hold the door open for you. All that stuff. But when you're out on the floor, the fans hate everybody and the players are getting after it. Yeah, that's different.
It's acceptable because we are giving ourselves an area to do that. We're giving ourselves a space to do it.
Yeah, it's the arena.
And we have to remember, these players, these coaches, even the officials... These are people. These are people giving away their own time to do something to entertain you.
And you're seeing the hate going at Nick Saban right now.
Yeah.
On this quarterback.
Yeah. Saying, you know, they
like
don't,
nasty like, stuff.
Yeah. Like racist things.
Yeah.
Tyler Buchner is Asian.
Right.
And I've already seen some stuff that I don't want to repeat, obviously.
Can you believe that? Have you ever once, and you're a diehard Alabama fan, can you imagine writing a letter saying, F you, Nick Saban, and your family?
No. Can I come over for dinner, please?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Listen,
we talk about coaches on the show all the time. And coaches, I think, you know, okay, let's just think of a really negative one the last couple of years. Steve Adazio. I cannot imagine even our boy Kevin Lytle, who Steve Adazio did not like.
Lost the locker room because of him.
Yeah. I can't imagine Kevin writing a letter. F you, Steve. Even just to Steve.
To any Steve.
No. I've had listeners get mad at me on this show. I've had former employees get mad here at me and stuff. I can't imagine, though, getting so mad at somebody where I'm writing letters to them. So stupid. Out of control.
If you really wanted to get your point across, you would have handwritten the letter. Not typed it out on Word and make the font size 30.
And then misspelled things. If you don't like it, then get out.
You didn't use the hashtag the right way?
No. You don't hashtag it.
You don't hashtag a letter.
You don't hashtag a letter. You can't click it. And I, again, appreciate Wyoming fans coming out because this is you're doing your part. Saying this is not our fan base. It's not who we are. You got to get those people out of there. I get it. If you're frustrated with Nico Medved, although they had a pretty good weekend of picking up players, if your response is to be blank you, coach, and your family, then you don't get to sports anymore. You shouldn't get to sports anymore. Meanwhile, I don't do a lot of news coverage here, Angel, but this story is just, it's bugging me. This rock throwing thing that happened. I mean, I know you guys have hit it pretty hard on the morning show, but these, they're, what were they, three 18-year-old suspects? And they're just basically collecting gigantic rocks from Walmart, and they were throwing it at cars, moving cars, knowing people were driving in them, throwing it at them?
Yes, they were, from what their affidavits came out this morning, and one of their coworkers, they were working at a Walmart, and they said they were collecting rocks in the Walmart parking lot. He asked the suspects to take him home because he did not want anything to do with what they were up to. But these three kids, they would just basically drive around and throw rocks at oncoming traffic. And unfortunately, a young girl died because of this. And it came out in the affidavit that the kids turned back to her car to take pictures for mementos.
Oh, my gosh. Just terrible. And they've got them now? They've got the kids? Or the kids. Ain't kids.
They're adults.
They're adults. Throw the book at them. Or throw the rock at them.
Put them in town square.
It's disgusting. This is what I'm saying. You got this crap, and I'm not equating the letter to a coach to this crap, but I'm just saying people have lost their grip on reality. I'm going to go ahead and write threatening letters to people and say something mean to their family and their children and tell them to blank you. I'm going to go...
Yeah, that's going to fix your football program.
Throw rocks at cars for fun. Oh, and it killed someone. We got to get a grip on this thing, man. People are out of control. Insanity. And we just want to keep, like, lifting these weird people up, weird situations, and just like, oh, yeah, it's all good. Be you. I mean, I heard some of this interesting stuff on your show today on Good Morning NoCo. Tanner was talking about I'm not even going to get into it. Like the thing that's educating people on those that have attraction toward youth?
Yes.
And they want to educate people on that?
Yes.
What is that?
It is advocacy for what they call themselves youth-attracted people.
And now we want to try to be accepting of that?
Or they want you to be accepting of them?
No. That's the problem. We get this kind of crap, and you start seeing that, and you're like, that 5 years ago, that was a South Park episode. Now you're wanting to be real? That's evil, bro. Crazy and evil. Not accepting. Absolutely not. 23 minutes after the hour. Who was it like? Was it Barbara Streisand who tweeted out about Michael Jackson? If, again, never found 100% guilty of anything, but she said if that was what he needed, then those were just his needs. Seriously, Barbara Streisand, get out. Take your check mark away. Take your Twitter away. 23 minutes after the hour. Yeah, we'll go back to sports here, man. That stuff gets me worked up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This Preps baseball season, you pick the game. Hear high school baseball every week on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I would have liked to have seen, or to go. Does Phil Collins still go out and perform? Can't imagine it's as good if he does, but man, that would have been nice. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Since we're already talking sad, crazy, depressing news, Jerry Springer. Sad news today about Jerry Springer, Anjo.
Yes, Jerry Springer, the famous, controversial daytime TV host, passed away this morning. At, I believe, 68 years old.
68 years old. Wow. I saw Jerry Springer up in person once at a Broncos game.
Lucky.
Well, we would always go to games, and we went to a lot of Broncos games. And a lot of times, if it was a blowout or something, or the other way around, we would go out to the tunnel outside and wait for the players to come out and get autographs and see the players. Walking through the tunnel, players, people, family, whatever. And then here comes Jerry Springer walking out.
I didn't get his autograph. But we're like, what's Jerry Springer doing coming out of the Broncos tunnel? Apparently he was like a Broncos fan.
You could just see Jerry Springer somewhere, and you wouldn't question it.
No, it's just like, oh, there's Jerry Springer.
Jerry's here.
And it was like a regular season game in the middle of like October or something. It wasn't that crazy. It was just, there's Jerry Springer. Oh, must be in town for a Broncos game. Must love the Broncos, I guess. I don't know, but it was cool.
Hey, during summers, my parents would go to work, my sisters and I would watch, you know, Jerry Springer show, all that stuff. So, yeah, rest in peace, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. I mean, he's
a funny guy.
That was an entertaining show.
Do you ever see his show Baggage?
No.
It was a dating show where they would bring on a contestant, and they would have three potential suitors as their dates. And as the show went on, they would have to reveal some of their baggage.
Mm.
And it would start off like, oh, I only clip my toenails once a week or something. And then it would get to a big one like, I cheated on my ex and stole $50,000 from
her. Oh, jeez.
And you have to eliminate one at a time. And at the last one, you reveal your biggest baggage, and they have to decide if they want to go on a date with you.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was in like the early 2000s.
How long has he been gone not doing TV stuff? Probably a while now, huh?
Probably a while.
Yeah.
Funny stuff. Man.
Changed how TV is done, no question about it. First Savannah's text line, 888-530-0043. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Do you kind of feel like the draft has snuck up on you? Are you that interested in it? You know, with everything that we've got going with the Nuggets and the Avs, and of course the smoking hot winners of their last two out of three, Colorado Rockies. Have you just kind of like not cared as much about the draft? This is the least interested I've been in the draft. On this show, we haven't done a lot of draft coverage.
Yeah, I mean, as I've become an NFL fan, I've followed the draft a lot more in terms of my team and what, you know, scouting a little bit more, looking at potential players that might fit. For me personally, I'm excited just to watch and, you know, see where all these quarterbacks
fall.
Well,
I want to see where all the quarterbacks go. Very interesting.
There's a lot of trade stuff going around pick number three that I've seen so far.
The Cardinals might trade out of that.
Yep, Cardinals might trade out. The Texans might be trading out of two. The Panthers seem pretty locked in at one. I think we could see some teams jump up in the first round.
Well, and the question is, are they going to take Bryce Young or are they going to take Will Levis with all the news swirling around Will Levis suddenly?
And CJ Stroud, suddenly his stock is dropped after he got like a 17 on test or something.
Yeah, that's dropped. Well, okay, just a couple of questions in the division. Like, will the Raiders take a quarterback? I saw one mock draft that has the Raiders taking CJ Stroud at 7.
I could see that.
Wouldn't that be just the Garoppolo thing to do, though? They finally got McDaniels has his Patriots quarterback from yesteryear, and then I go get a guy that's going to compete with you, just like your situation in San Francisco.
Well, now he's got two guys that he likes.
I guess. But that would be like...
But I could still see it as, hey, Jimmy, you're going to be here for a year, and we're going to groom this other guy.
Yeah, I wonder if you might start seeing that trend change a little bit. Like, where it's like, we're going to try not to just throw these guys into the fire. So we got a quarterback that we like. We don't love, but we like. But we also have a top 10 pick. So we can get a guy that we can Aaron Rodgers it. We can give him 2, 3, 4 years before we have to really throw him into the fire.
And when you play that risk, is Jordan Love really the guy?
Right.
We'll find out.
Well, but you also screwed up because Rodgers is like, oh, I can't wait till we draft some offensive guys. There's so many great receivers and tight ends and offensive. Oh, you drafted my backup.
In the first round.
And then the other thing, like, just a couple of themes that kind of stick out. Like, for the Broncos, potentially, there's some good cornerbacks in this draft. They may take a running back. That's interesting. But then the running back question in general, with Robinson out of Texas, will he go in the top 10? And is that too risky of a move to take a running back? I'm a running back guy, but even me, who loves watching a good run game, I get it. It's not superstar running back anymore. They're typically good for maybe one or two contracts, and that's it. Do you see a team taking a chance on a guy like Bijan Robinson?
I could see the Chargers doing it. I know they're still kind of – I think they're going to probably work out something with Austin Eckler. We could see that a trade like that happen
that
tonight.
That would be weird. Just get rid of one good running back to get another one, but I guess he's younger.
If Seattle wants – if they're good with Geno Smith, I could see them taking a running back at 5. Atlanta, they may go quarterback. They may go running back. It's crazy. I saw Tyreek Hill tweeting early this morning, Finns fans, who are we picking tonight? The Dolphins don't have a first-round pick.
See, that's how it's
So are they trading up for something?
that's pretty funny, man. Well, I saw a mock with Seattle taking Anthony Richardson. So that would be weird because it would screw Drew Locke over in his backup position. Right. But I – so, okay. Here's one I saw where it shows the Panthers taking Bryce Young – the Texans going with the edge rusher out of Texas Tech. The Cardinals going with an edge rusher out of Bama, Will Anderson. And then I saw one where the Colts take Levis. The Seahawks take Richardson. And then down the line, you got Vegas taking C.J. Stroud. Falcons taking Robinson, the running back out of Texas. And then down the road... you just see a lot of – there's cornerbacks. There's a couple of – there's a lot of cornerbacks, actually, that could be pretty good. But I just think those – the first five picks are really fascinating. Outside of that, it's not as interesting as it's been in the past just because there's, well, there's just so many quarterbacks here.
Yeah, I think one position group I'm really interested is to see how it plays out is the tight ends. I think there's 5 or 6 starting caliber tight ends in this draft class.
Mm. Well, and – the thing is will Denver get aggressive and move around in the first round? And tight end is a position they kind of need. I don't know if they're in love with Greg Dulcich. The Broncos, they don't pick until – I know they got 2 back-to-backs in the third. Or they got a back-to-back in the third.
Pick 67 and 68.
Yeah.
So big board tight end right now. This is from Tankathon. Tucker Kraft out of South Dakota State, 6'5", 254. Very solid tight end, but obviously not a D1 guy.
I don't know if they would go for a tight end with a first. I everything I've heard is that they would look at maybe a running back potentially in that third or
we don't have
a defensive back even.
Real confirmation on Javonte yet.
No, and that's – and when you don't, you tend to – if we've learned anything with guys like Jamal Murray and Gabriel Landeskog, if they're saying, yeah, we don't know, might be October, we're going to go ahead and push that out another month. It might not be November. And then if you're in November and you're still kind of iffy, he may not go. There's a chance he doesn't play next season.
Do you think with these 2 picks that the Broncos have, can they get 1 or 2 starters?
Sean Payton doesn't think so. He said it's hard to – you don't really find impact players for that first year. And so that the question becomes, do you want to just settle down and pick guys that are going to be projects that will add depth? Because that's what we set up as right now. Or can you get aggressive and package something up and move into the first? And when I say that, everything points back to Jerry Jeudy, those 2 third-round picks, something like that, to move up into a Minnesota-type spot.
What about the second round?
Maybe in the second round, because then you could get you still could get
could
a lot of impactful players there.
I could see them waiting to see how day one goes, and if they think their board's going to fall their way, like, hey, maybe we can get a guy at, 57 with, the Giants, just a random team, trade up late second round to go get a guy that you want to get.
Well, who's the other Alabama running back that's supposed to be somewhat good, but he's not projected in the first? It's something with a G. Is it Gibbs?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
I saw where he's projected to go like in the second or third. So if you're Denver.
I've seen him in the first as well.
Can you move up enough to get a guy like that? Is that a guy that would make any sense? So I keep hearing defensive back and running back are going to be the big position keys here for the Broncos.
Do the Broncos make a trade this weekend?
Yeah, they will make a trade. I just think that George Payton's. It's kind of the thing he does. Wouldn't be shocked if they can get up the second. The other guy I'm hearing is that would make sense with the Broncos is the Oregon defensive back, Christian something. Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
that he's supposed to be really good. And that he's a guy that would be more like a late first round, early second round kind of guy. Do you move? But I just think for the Broncos to move up that much, because where are they? 68 and 67?
67, 68.
67, 68. So that's what? Early. That's early third round, right?
It is picks 4 and 5 in the third round.
So those are two. They're decent picks in the third. So can you use both of those picks and a player? I would say if you're going to do a player like Judy, you're hoping to get late first round, early second round. I don't know that it makes sense to have Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton on this team. Both of them. I just have a feeling we're going to see something go down here.
I'm just looking at teams that have two or multiple second-round picks, include Green Bay, let's see, Detroit, and I think the Patriots. No, Seattle. So those are just three teams that have multiple second-round picks.
That would be maybe Broncos aren't going to do anything
hey,
else
Seattle.
Seattle.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you wanna... since we've already got paperwork, you know, we have your stuff on file.
Do a little draft day finagling.
Is Bryce Young going one?
I think so.
You're not buying the smoke screen?
I'm not. C.J. Stroud's not better than Bryce. Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, they're not better than Bryce Young.
I'm going Bryce Young. Yeah, he's going one. Carolina's getting Bryce Young. The question will be, what do the Texans and the Cardinals do? Because how confident are the Texans that they have their guy at quarterback?
I think they're more confident that we could tank for Caleb Williams next year.
That could be the case.
So let's boost up our defense and maybe our O-line a little bit. Davis Mills will take us another year. And maybe we get a top five pick.
Well, and one of the projections I saw is, yeah, Houston would stay at two, but take Tyree Wilson, the edge rusher out of Texas Tech. So, So as far as the poll question is concerned, I'm interested, and I'm really interested tonight because tonight sucks as far as anything worth watching. I'm not, even though Atlanta's kind of making this a fun series with Boston. I'm just not that interested in it.
Yeah.
So this is, Avs don't play till tomorrow night. Nuggets are on Saturday or Friday?
Tanner keeps telling Friday.
Where is Tanner?
I'm on ESPN right now going to the NBA scoreboard. It has the Nuggets and Suns playing. Now it's this Friday. Well, it's like you go into the Friday tab and it has Kings, Warriors, Grizzlies,
what?
Lakers, and that's at 6 and 8:30. On ESPN.
I have them as Friday now, too.
And then Saturday, it says Friday, April 28th, Suns Nuggets TBD on TNT. There's already two TNT games on Friday. Or no, that's ESPN.
Wait, now I'm seeing Saturday.
I'm seeing
You're
Saturday,
right.
Hawks, Celtics Game 7 if necessary.
Yeah.
And then it also has Suns Nuggets TBD.
I clicked Saturday, and it shows Suns Nuggets, but it says Friday on top of it. When you click Friday, the Nuggets aren't on there.
I haven't seen anything from the Nuggets media, social media, anything that this game has been moved to Friday.
I'd rather them just play Saturday. It works better with my schedule.
I think they may be waiting on the Celtics-Hawks series.
Yeah.
Because if that goes to 7, then that game is on TNT and they'll put Nuggets-Suns on the second half.
They don't really want... They will start the second round even while their first round games are going, obviously.
In the West, yes.
Yeah, so... They don't like to, though. They kind of want to keep that all synced up. It just makes it easier, and it's more watchable and stuff like that.
The 76ers have been resting for like a week.
Yeah, the Sixers need to play a basketball game soon. 42 minutes after the hour. All right, we're going to take a break. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
What's going on at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply all month coming up in May? April's almost done. So just remember that there's a big, big discount sale coming up in the month of May. Deep discounts on your favorite brands. So there's, every day is going to be a different kind of special. And we're going to be talking about that in the month of May at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. So if you have the pets, you need, you feed for whatever animal you have, then this is a perfect opportunity to get in, save some bucks, because they're going to have discounts as a part of their 35-year celebration. That's at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply.
with locations in Fort Collins and Windsor. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. You know, with Denver not having a first-round pick, are you interested in the NFL draft? 71% have said no. And I'm a big NFL guy. I'm probably more of an NFL guy overall than any other sport. But I'll admit, I've been kind of I was so excited for these playoffs to start for both the Nuggets and the Avs that's consumed a lot of my brain power. But tonight, it's all clear. We're going to watch this thing, and I'm excited to watch the NFL draft. You know, people are wagering on the draft now. Who's going where? And the big debate is between Levis and Young and what's going to happen there at number one.
I don't see it as a debate.
I don't really either. It wasn't until about a week ago.
That Bryce is better than Will Levis.
Yes. No question about it.
Yeah, okay. He's your prototypical tall white quarterback that's a statue in the pocket.
But eats banana peels.
But Bryce Young is Steph Curry in football pads.
Oh, I would take Bryce Young in a heartbeat. It's just an interesting cycle, though, isn't it? Because sometimes teams that have these picks, they take these quarterbacks, and even though they're great, they go to these teams that are clearly bad. Sometimes that can just ruin their career. And you go, well, yeah, so-and-so was a dud. Was he a dud, or did he just have to spend 4 years with your crap organization, and then by the time he was getting really confident in himself, there was no shot. He's just going to go be a backup somewhere.
Baker Mayfield.
Had a moment, though, didn't he? Had a moment where it's like, oh, is he gonna bring this thing? Are we finally going to get this thing on the right track?
That's that next step of having your young quarterback. It's have, okay, you had a little bit of success. Now how do we build on top of that? How do we build a team around you? Cleveland obviously didn't do that.
Well, look at the Jets. Sam Darnold
he was number two pick.
And then what's his face?
Wilson.
Zach Wilson, who said he's going to make whoever they bring in here to compete for the starting job, I'm going to make their life a living hell. Good luck with that.
Tweet that. Zach Wilson's going to talk to Aaron's mom before he does.
Yes, I'll get this relationship back on track for you guys. Oh, let me just go in and talk to her first real quick.
I feel like we're going to see Zach Wilson grow his hair out a bit. He's going to hang out with Rodgers too much.
Rodgers is all clean cut now. He looks like he did when he got drafted. He's got the regular haircut now.
It's a whole Nick Cage look going for him.
Yeah, no more. He doesn't have the whole weird hair thing going on anymore.
It was really weird.
When he shaved it on the sides, but it kept it long up top.
It was like just a single flap of hair that he tied in a ponytail.
It just looked weird in his hat. Yeah. But yeah, the Jets are a prime example of you can draft all the quarterbacks you want, but until you have the organization ready to absorb these guys, then it's not going to matter. So there's almost... You can almost make a case for teams sometimes saying, we're not going to draft a quarterback in the top five. Go back to the year of the quarterback, that year when it was Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Only one that's worked out. And again, we have to exclude Lamar Jackson right now because what's his situation? I don't know. The only one that has really, 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 really worked out is Josh Allen. Sam, gone. I mean, he's in Carolina now still, right?
Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
I think he's with the Niners.
Oh, who knows? Yeah, probably right. Baker didn't work out. He's going to see if he can start for Tampa Bay. He's not Tom Brady, though. No. Those are his words, not mine. He's not Tom Brady. Josh Rosen was going to make nine teams regret their decision.
Just the Rosen one.
Yeah. And then Allen's been good. Great. Lamar Jackson's amazing. He's the most electrifying man in the world of sports entertainment. I just don't know if he's going to play next year. Just don't know. So it's kind of fair to say maybe that didn't work out as well. So would you still be in the mode if you're a Panthers, if you're a Colts, if you're Seattle, if you're the Raiders, do you take a quarterback? Or do you just go, if you're the Raiders, I wouldn't take a quarterback if I were the Raiders.
I wouldn't.
I would say, okay, Jimmy G, I know you're not the greatest, but I'm going to just start building. I don't know what the weaknesses are for the Raiders.
I'll go get a tight end.
Trenches, whatever.
You got rid of Miller.
Yeah, so you're going to need a tight end, yeah.
Detroit, they seem set at quarterback. Indianapolis, I could see it. Is their offense good enough to support a quarterback with Jonathan Taylor? I don't know.
Their
defense isn't what it used to be a couple of years ago. So, and they have a new coach as well, so a whole new system there. Atlanta, Arthur Smith, he's on the hot seat already. They said Mariota's their guy, apparently. I don't know what's going on there. Atlanta, Chicago, apparently they got their guy. Philly's good. Tennessee, do they move on from Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, that's a big question, too. Because I still don't know what they're going to do with Derrick Henry at the end of the day. 12:51 the time. Let's jump out, take a quick break. Before we do that, I want to thank one of our great sponsors of the program, and that's Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago. Renaissance Insurance has always had the backs of Northern Colorado. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld County, and are the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. My guy Ryan Hicks is a great dude. He's one of those friends that I meet up at Cables with, and he tremendous guy, great family man, big supporter of all things UNC in Northern Colorado and community. Give him a call, 970-674-8825. That's 970-674-8825. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Is it weird that the most excited I've been about the Avs is right now, tomorrow night? I'm like, it's a Friday night, it's do or die, I'm all in, man. Chips are down. You got nothing to lose. I cannot wait to watch this game tomorrow. Am I growing as a hockey fan? I'm even learning about icing. Yeah. Don't ask me to explain it. I know it, though.
Can you explain tripping?
You trip a guy. Although
Can you explain how to call tripping?
Yeah, the refs don't know how to call that, apparently. But, you know, I'm getting more and more rules on, Jell. You know, like when there's a delayed penalty. You pull the goalie. You pull the goalie because once the team that the penalty's called on touches the puck, the clock stops. So they can't shoot it. Oh, I'm just a man. And I just knew that going in. And I knew, oh, it's going to be icing. Oh, man. I'm just learning so much. It's just amazing. But I don't know that much about it. When I watch it, I'm just watching it as a noob for the most part because it's not like I didn't watch hockey growing up. I just got out of it after the two lockouts, and I just really didn't care. And, of course, this program, we designed this program originally to be in all things college. And, you know, we dabbled with the Broncos, and then as we expanded, we started talking more and more Nuggets and then Rockies. So it's more of we talk college sports, we talk pro sports here. So we're trying to add more Avs in, of course. We followed the playoffs last year, and that was a lot of fun. But now I got to start learning the X's and O's. My biggest problem with that, because I get people that give me crap. They're like, you don't tweet about the Avs near as much as you tweet about the Nuggets. There's resolution every other play. I'm not going to tweet as much about, like, I tweet, oh, what a great move. What a great shot by Jamal. What a great three. There's only, like, four goals a game. A good shot on goal. And that only happens very often. There's only a few good shots that barely miss. What am I supposed to tweet? You guys tell me. Give me advice. What should I tweet about for 8 minutes when there's no goals being scored and there's no shots on goal? I want your advice. I'm willing to take it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.